Radio Pulpit, 657 AM.
Ngobungwele, nangobukhulu, nangamandla, egazini nasegameni likaJesu Kristu. Sithi isihloko sethu sanamhlanje, ukuziphatha kwamalunga nokuziphatha kwabasha. Siyofunda encwadini yaka 1 Peter isahlunga sika 5 kusukela ku verse 1 sifike ku verse 9. Uthi verse 1, ngakho ke ngiyawancenga amalunga phakathi kwenu, mina engiyilunga kanye nawo, nofakazi wezinhlupheko zikaKristu, nomhlanganyeli wenkazimulo ezakwambula kithi. Balaleli, uthi uverse 2, yalusani umhlambi kaNkulunkulu ophakathi kwenu, kungabi ngokucindezelwa kodwa ngokwentando kaNkulunkulu, kungabi ngenxa yenzuzo eyihlazo kodwa ngenhliziyo evumayo. Mlaleli, uma singaphakathi kwebandla likaJehova, singaphakathi kwenkazimulo kamoya oyingcwele. Uthi uverse 3, kungabi njengabazenza amakhosi phezu kwamabandla enabelwa wona, kodwa nibe yisibonelo somhlambi, nomhlambi niwaluse ngokuya ngokwentando kaNkulunkulu. Kuya kuthi nxa esebona bonakaliswa umelusi omkhulu, niyakuzuza umqhele wenkazimulo ongabuniyo, ngoba nikhamba ngokuya ngokwentando kaJehova, nikhamba ngokuya ngokomusa wakhe uma nalusa umhlambi kaJehova ongaphakathi kwenu, ngoba akuona umhlambi wenu. Ibe sethi ku verse 5, ngokunjalo ninabasha, bantu abasha, youth, thobelani amalunga, kepha nonke yembathani ukuthobeka, nithobelane ngokuba uNkulunkulu umelana nabantu abaziphakamisayo, uNkulunkulu umelana nabantu abazidlayo, kepha abathobikileyo ubapha umusa namandla. UNkulunkulu, balaleli, wenza izibusiso ezimangalisayo, bonke abathobekileyo ubapha umusa. Ngakho ke zithobeni ngaphansi kwesandla sikaNkulunkulu esinamandla, ukuze niphakamise ngesikhathi esifaneleyo. Bazalwane, sifuna ukuziphakamiswa, kodwa sifuna ukuthi uNkulunkulu ngaphambi kokuba siphakamiswe kufanele sehle kuqala. Enye nenye into inesikhathi sayo. UNkulunkulu namhlanje uyasikhuthaza, uma ngabe umholi ebandleni, mhlambe ungumama uphethe abomama, umuntu omusha uphethe abantu abasha, lithi izwi lenkosi lomhlambi oholayo ufuna ukuthi uhole ngokuya ngokwentando kaNkulunkulu. Kodwa ngaphezu kwazo zonke izinto, uNkulunkulu ugcizelela indaba yokuthobelana. Ibe sethi niphonse izinkathazo zonke zenu phezu kwakhe, ngokuba yena uyaninakekela. Uma uNkulunkulu asithembisa ukuthi uma sihlala kuye namazwi akhe ahlala kithi, siyocela noma yini egameni eliphakeme, igama lenkosi yethu Jesu, umhlola yokwenzakala. Abazalwane, kukhona imfihlakalo emangalisayo kubantu abazithobako. Abantu abazithobako babantu abafuna kubuswa, akusile abantu abababiza ukuthi abomahana kubuswa. Bonke abafuna ukubuswa uNkulunkulu, uNkulunkulu uyabehlisa, kodwa abafuna ukubuswa uNkulunkulu uyabaphakamisa. Kungakho namhlanje kubalulekile ukuthi siziphathe ngendlela uNkulunkulu afuna ukuthi siziphathe ngakhona, ngokuya ngokwentando yakhe. Uthi uFirst Peter 5 verse 8, qondani nilinde isitha senu Sathane siyahamba-hamba njengebhubezi elibhodlayo sifuna esingamgwenya. Ngakho-ke bazalwane, uSathane akabi namandla la kunomoyo phasi khona. USathane akabi namandla la kunentethelo khona. USathane akabi namandla la kunokuzithoba khona. Umlayezo wamwa namhlanje, balalela abathandekayo ekuseni, walesihloko esithi ukuziphatha kwamalunga nabantu abasha, ukhuluma ngendaba yokuza phansi. Ngoba ukuza phansi uyokwenza izinto zentando kazimu, uyokwenza izinto esihlelwe ngokwentando kazimu. Bese ithi kuverse 9, yena lo Sathane, uNkulunkulu asikhuthaza ukuthi siqonde ukuthi silinde ukuthi uSathane uyahamba-hamba njengebhubezi elibhudlayo ufuna ungamgwinya. Uma wena uthobeka uNkulunkulu, uSathane akabi namandla kuwe. Uma ufuna ukuthethelela, uSathane angeke abe namandla, akasebenzi ngendlela ngentethelelo uSathane. Akasebenzi ngokuhlonipha uSathane. Ufuna abantu abadelelayo. Akahloniphi ngokukhanya uSathane. Akakhambi uSathane. Ngala kunempi la kunokuthula khona. La kunokuthula khona kula kuhlala umoya kaNkulunkulu khona. La kunokuthethelela kuhlala umoya kaNkulunkulu. La kunozimisela khona ukusebenza kuhlala umoya kaNkulunkulu. La kunokunikela khona kuhlala umoya nkulu. Ibe seyithi kuverse 9, iverse lokugcina. Ithi melani naye lo Satan. Niqinile kukholweni. Nazi ukuthi zona lezo zinhlupheko zehlela abazalwane ababenandula, ababehamba ngaphakathi kwenu. Ngoba uNkulunkulu wethu unguNkulunkulu olalela, aphendula umkhuleko masikhuleka ngokukholwa. Namanje ke bathandekayo, nasekuseni namhlanje, ihliziyo yami igcwele injabulo ukuthi ningabaholi. Manje uma ningabaholi, labantu enibaholako, lithizi kwakho umoya kaNkulunkulu uthi niwaluse umhlambi kaNkulunkulu ophakathi kwenu. Kungabi ngokwagadangela lo mhlambi noma ukucindezela, kodwa makube ngokwentando kaNkulunkulu. Kungabi ngenxa yenzuzo eyihlazo, kodwa izinhliziyo ezivumayo ukuthi lo mhlambi kaNkulunkulu niwuphatha ngokuya ngokwentando yakho. Namanje ke balaleli bathandekayo, ngithe kuwe siqaphelise lezo izinto uSathane azisabako. Ngithi uma ufuna uSathane abaleke empilweni yakho, thethelela. Uma ufuna ukumxosha uSathane empilweni, thobeka. Uma ufuna ukuxosha uSathane empilweni yakho, nikela ngokukhululekileyo. Uma ufuna uqosha uSathane, usebenzisa izikhali zikamoya ezokubekezela, eziwuthando, ezokuthobeka, ezokulalela, ezokuhlonipha, ezokugcina intando kaNkulunkulu, ezokugcina imiyalo kaNkulunkulu eyishumi. Ngokwenza kwakho kanjalo, umvalele uSathane angangeni empilweni yakho. Nalo mhlambi oholayo ngokuya ngokwentando kaNkulunkulu uzohola umhlambi othokoza ngezikhathi zonke, ngoba kuyintando kaZimu ngokuya ngokwentando yakhe. UZimu anichudubazi.
If you need prayer, please send your request to prayer@radiopulpit.co.za or WhatsApp 067-429-7564 or go to Radio Pulpit website on www.radiopulpit.co.za.
You and 657 AM and Life, a winning team on the road to eternity.